The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lodge. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, sitting in for Grant and Danny. You know, the day after Christmas, Grant Paulson back with you tomorrow. He'll be alongside the great one, the man you hear on the updates each and every day here on the Fan. Toby Altizer and Grant will tag team tomorrow to get you ready for Falcons and Commanders. Speaking of Falcons and Commanders, I feel like I've used every adjective in my lexicon here this afternoon to try and describe how monumental, there we go, Sunday is between the Commanders and the Atlanta Falcons. The other storyline in this game that I feel like maybe isn't being talked about a ton, two of them, I guess. One, another Kirk Cousins return to Landover. Always down for that storyline. Two, think about it like this. Some of you out there may have had your head coach rankings different. I'll admit it. What I always say, man, I'm a man first. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I wanted Raheem Morris so damn bad. I mean, so bad. And I know the man that sits in this seat Monday through Friday, 2 to 6:30, was a big rah guy himself talking about Grant Paulson. And I know he was horny for Ben Johnson. I'll give him a break. But Raheem Morris was another one of the guys on his list. And after watching Atlanta to start the season and how long it took them to pull the plug on Kirk Cousins, I wonder how much of a grasp Raheem Morris has over the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, this was a group that was supposed to be significantly improved defensively. They add Jesse Bates. They add Justin Simmons. You've got A.J. Terrell at outside corner, a young man that, you know, I feel like isn't talked about enough and is one of the legit, you know, studs at the position in the NFL. And yet this defense, oh, Matthew Judon up front, they made the trade for him. Grady Jarrett still wrecking shop in the middle. Despite the personnel on that side of the football, it still feels like a group that is significantly underachieving this year. I mean, it just has not been very good. And I wonder how much of that blame you place on Raheem Morris. That's here nor there. We will see Raheem and company coming up Sunday as Washington takes on Atlanta in a big-time game with huge playoff implications. It's also Michael Penix Jr., versus Jaden Daniels. If you listen to me at all during the pre-draft process, I was pretty consistent. My number one quarterback was Caleb Williams. I even wanted to trade up for Caleb. Boy, would I look like an ass right now. My number two guy was Jaden Daniels. My number three guy was Michael Penix. And my number four guy was Drake May. I'm excited for Michael Penix. Not for Washington. The clear difference. I'm excited for Michael Penix because I think this was one of the ideal situations for him. He get to sit back and learn from Kirk. You're in a good building that's got, you know, good veterans on the roster, not necessarily on the offensive side, but just surrounding him. I think Penix, I have a real concern about Washington's ability to stop Atlanta. I do. And maybe, you know, it's the contrarian in me, or maybe it's Ashburn syndrome, SLS, scoring lover syndrome, whatever you want to call it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But I feel like, you know, Atlanta, I'm a little bit concerned about that. But we'll get to Sunday when we get to Sunday. The thing that may change and make it not matter is Jayden Daniels. And the way that he played Sunday, 5 touchdowns, second most yards in his career on the ground, the big fourth down scramble, the game-winning touchdown. I mean, he has been all that in a bag of chips, for a lack of better words, right? And clearly, I was lacking better words. With that being said, like, the discourse out there surrounding the MVP in the National Football League, to me, is one that is... it's subjective, I would say. It kind of just depends on your criteria for the award. There are some folks that feel like the MVP should go to the guy that if you take them off the team would be no good. I don't like that, because there are a lot of guys that you could take off the team and they would all of a sudden become no good, right? I think context matters. What year you're in, the heights of success you reach, your supporting cast. And then lastly, kind of similarly to what I just said, how desperately your team needs you to win. And when you use all that context, there are 5 MVP finalists, right? That's how it normally works. After watching Hemethy Daniels on Sunday, how do you not think he is deserving of being one of the 5 MVP candidates? Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, knotted up to me at the number one spot. Then I would go Saquon Barkley. Yeah, I'm going Saquon Barkley. I wish somebody would call in here and say that Jared Goff's an MVP candidate. You want to talk about the most insulated quarterback in all of the National Football League? Look no further than 8 Mile's finest, Jared Goff. I mean, seriously, with that offensive line, with that receiving core, with that running back duo, when David Montgomery's healthy, I mean, he doesn't have to do much. He doesn't have to do much. But if I'm looking at it, it's Josh Allen, it's Lamar neck and neck. Then there's Saquon. Then after that, I'm just so anti Jared Goff that I may get crazy before I mention him as a candidate. I'd even put Pat Mahomes. I put Pat Mahomes in the MVP conversation before I put Jared Goff in it. Seriously. Joe Burrow, another guy that's putting up video game stats, but the wins and losses aren't there. But let's just throw Jared Goff in there for the sake of argument. People want to throw in Sam Darnold, another heavily insulated quarterback. But Sam Darnold's case a little stronger than Goff's because I think, the supporting cast in Detroit, hell of a lot better, especially up front. You know, Sam Darnold had to lose his premier left tackle in Christian Darrisaw, and they didn't miss a beat. So, MVP finalists, I don't know how many more guys you name before you get to Jaden Daniels. I think he's playing the position at that high of a level. And when I add the context of him playing with great value wide receivers, shout out to Walmart. Joking, obviously. It's no disrespect to Jamison Crowder or Olamide Zaccheaus. Two dogs. And seriously, I know we tossed that word around. Those two dudes are straight up dogs. And I think DQ talked about it as like one of the reasons why he brought Olamide Zaccheaus in because of how dog of a competitor he was. You can say the same thing about Jamison Crowder. And it's so funny. DQ casually called Jamison Crowder JC during the press. Like, okay, that's just the nickname you all have adopted for him. I don't like JC. I think Crowder's cool. You know what I'm saying? And I love, first of all, Jamison's story is amazing. Under-recruited guy coming out when he got recruited to Duke. His sister is someone that suffers from, that has special needs, and he is very influential in her life. And, you know, for the My Cause, My Cleat thing, back in the day, that was his thing, putting on for that community. He's just a stand-up dude, man. And if you've ever had the opportunity to talk to Jamison Crowder, as country as they come, love that about him, though, man. He's just an authentic dude. But I say all that to say this. That's who Jaden Daniels is throwing to. Yes, I know he's got Scary Terry on the outside. And I also think this offseason, it's going to be super fun to revisit that conversation of just how good old Scarence Terrence actually is. But the offensive line's a makeshift group that is playing better than they should because of the quarterback and because of the scheme. It's just not a lot of talent around this young man, and he has legitimately transcended the DMV area. And I think that has to play a big part into this as well. So for my money, if I had a vote, Jaden Daniels would receive an MVP vote from me for sure. How he adds on to that resume and how he legitimately gets in the conversation, you let him go throw four touchdowns and a route win of the Falcons on Sunday. You let them go to Dallas in the finale and whip up on the Cowboys. How does he not get votes? I'm just saying. A lot more to get to before we hand things over to the Take Command podcast. But it has been absolutely awesome to watch his kid play. It's been tremendous. It's been tremendous. And I think as we continue to move along here during this roller coaster run for Washington, I think we're going to grow to appreciate Jaden and this team even more. Say what you want, and I know it's cliche, I know it's coach speak, but they genuinely fight their tails off week in and week out. And, you know, it's been fun to watch, man. They're a group that has special guys in the building. All the former players littered across the roster definitely helps with their success. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Joe Beninati, play-by-play voice of your Washington Capitals on the Monumental Sports Network, gave a very, very positive update on the status of the Grade 8 Alex Ovechkin. Well, let's hear from Joe B. next here on The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.